You're listening to Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter on the Mortgage Radio Show, the show that informs you on the variety of mortgage products offered along with the newest mortgage laws and guidelines. This is the show that alerts you with up-to-the-minute interest rates and helps you make the right mortgage decisions. Call 855-ON-RADIO for more information and details.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, the Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for up-to-the-minute mortgage news. I'm Teresa Strasser. I'm here with mortgage expert Sean Metter. What are some of the things to look forward to throughout our show this week?
Well, you got NBA free agency that is just scorching hot right now. You got the weather warming up. Also, the calls have been warming up. So it seems like week after week, we're seeing more phone calls to 855 on radio. I told you guys last week, it's like 95% between purchase and conventional cash out or FHA cash out. Very few just rate and term reductions or term extensions, but everybody's getting in on the cash. People think this is short-lived. People want cash now. They want to be able to survive the storm. They want to be able to get the debt load off of their back. They want to save money, month-off mortgage, escrow refunds, real easy stuff. So we're going to hit you with the trends, the accolades, the results, the reviews. Rates just drop. We'll tell you how that impacts your situation. The top 10 projects during the pandemic for homeowners that wanted to remodel. A lot of those callers, they were able to pay less per month and still upgrade the property, so it's jam-packed. This week's going to be a 15-year fix. Now, just because the 15-year fix is the advertisement does not mean that's all we have. We have a 10, 15, 20, 25, 30-year high balance jumbo. Across the board, we have specials behind the scenes, but the main deal, 15-year fix, conventional, the rate just dropped down to 4% even. The APR plummeted down to 4.22. I like this deal because of the amount of principal reduction, the ownership of the equity. You just see the noticeable results. And then I like not paying lender fees. So if you guys want to skip origination, rate lock, admin, processing, underwriting, you get to accomplish that goal with Network Capital. And lastly, they do their loans so fast. This can be done in as little as 10 business days. So if you dial 855 on radio, your next better payment might not be until September or even October, depending on when we close the number. 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
Well, let's talk dollars and cents. How much are people saving who call 855 on radio during or after this show?
Well, I'm going to give you guys four results. We'll get to them one in each segment if we have time, but I have one that's a $2,400 a month savings, one that trims 173 payments, saves $826, another one that trims 139 payments, and this one saves $1,093. I'm excited about that one. And then lastly, I have one where the payment goes up a measly $180, but they save like $900,000. Now, if you just want to go averages, the average mortgage radio caller from January 1st to April 20th of this year, those families, those callers, they save $9,144 a year. That breaks down monthly to $762 a month. So I can tell you right now, if most of the people listening right now were able to accomplish $762 a month for savings, they'd be thrilled. Now, on top of the savings, they get a month off the mortgage. If they have an escrow account, they can get an escrow refund if there's money's available. And then they just get the safety and security of a fixed rate. They don't have to deal with the debt. A lot of people just want to get results now. They want to set themselves up for the future savings. A lot of phone calls to the 855 hotline already, even before the show. So I'm excited. I can't wait to see the stats at the end of this. Hurry up and make contact to the home of the 10-day close. Network Capital's the lender. There's a lot of perks to being a direct lender when it comes to paperwork. There's a lot of jazz we'll get to about that throughout the show. But pick up the phone, dial this number, register and lock today's 15-year fix, 4%. APR dropped to 4.22. All you have to do, dial this number, 855 on radio.
Okay, you piqued my interest. I can't wait to get to that result where the family's saving $900,000. So put a pin in that. But before, I did promise you guys up-to-the-minute mortgage news. And this week, there is some big news. The Wall Street Journal reporting that rates have dropped. And, you know, most people have probably heard this, but that's after 3 weeks of increases. So what do you think that means to homeowners?
Oh, man, it just means excitement. More bang for your buck. So it's like in the terms of gas, like it's like you would drive a further distance and maybe pay the same, or, you know, you get to save a little little bit of money to fill up the tank. I like when it comes to mortgage rates, you're not having to pay as much in costs. Like, let's say you want to buy down the rate. Now you might get a better interest rate. A lot of these families that are going to utilize this market, they were interested last week. They would have did the deal last week, but for whatever reason, the opportunity presented itself this week. They get to take full advantage. Usually around June, July, August, it's a little spotty. The reason for it, people travel. People want to live it up. I know a lot of families go to Italy. They go to Monaco. They go to Mykonos. So there's a lot of people that aren't going to have the time to focus on a mortgage. I recommend give us 5 minutes. Give us your attention. Let's talk benefit. Let's think big picture. I know this month is a pivotal time because the Fed is telling us they're going to raise rates. They continue to tell us this. They continue to honor their word. Usually it was always like up for grabs. You never knew what you were going to get. Now they're being a little more open. So I don't want you guys to pay more for the same service in the future. I'd feel horrible for that. So make sure you make contact today. I want to have this thing set and forgotten that we don't have to deal with the storm later on. Right now, rates are down. Cash is great and easy to get. People are finding easy ways to save money. And I can tell you, it's really simple right now. If you want fast closings, no lender fees, rock bottom fixed rates, Network Capital is a great outfit. I want you guys to pick up the phone and make contact today. Tell the truth. What are your goals? What are you looking to do? When do you want to retire? We're going to ask a lot of great questions to lead to a made-to-measure mortgage. Here's their number, 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
And I just want to let you guys know that mortgage bankers are standing by right now, live at that phone number, to answer any questions that you might have about your own mortgage, your own situation. They are offering a no-cost benefits analysis right now. Can they help you? If not, that's 5 minutes of your life. If they can, it could mean big, big savings. Let me give you that number once again. It's 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ONRADIO. And as Shauna mentioned earlier, on average, people are saving $9,144 a year who've called that number. But you said, now this is interesting because whenever you share recent results, almost always there was a drop in monthly payment, in the monthly mortgage payment. But you said you had a family who's, you know, paying a little bit more, but to save 900 grand. So I'm dying to know how this works.
Well, this one originally wasn't slotted for payment increase. This one was slotted to have term reduction, rate reduction, and payment reduction, get the trifecta. But once they realized they could easily afford everything, they asked for cash out for investment. So we increased the cash out, which increased the payment. So the whole time you hear these results, it's really only 180 extra per month. But let me show you what they get in return for spending 180 more on the mortgage. One, they get to pay off the home in 12.4 less years, 149 less steps, 149 less checks they have to write. So they went 30-year down to 15-year. They got a fresh start. They got the credit enhancer, received the hefty escrow refund. Next better payments not until September of this year. Closed in 13 business days. Cashed out and paid off $58,000 and some change on some credit card debts and collections. Cashed out and paid off almost $23,400 when it comes to student loans. And then lastly, I told you earlier, they cashed out $37,050 for some investment ideas. Now, again, the payment went up $180, but what else do they get in return? $858,000 in savings over the life of the loan. So as they make these payments, they're going to notice the majority or the meat of the payment is going to principal reduction. A 30-year fixed, you're going to see more of the numbers going to interest. So I love term reduction. Seems like a lot of people on the West Coast in the last 30 days have actually gone term reduction. I say East Coast has done term extension. So regardless of your goals and what you're looking to do, it's worth the call. It's worth the conversation. I hope you guys can get the trifecta. Lower rate, lower payment, shorter term, and get some cash out. I'm all for that idea. Call this number, 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
I love that result. I mean, my head is spinning right now to think that this family is paying $180 more a month, but they're going to pay off their loan, their home loan, be free and clear in 12 years. $58,000 of credit card debt, boom, gone, paying off student loan debt and then pulling out, you know, tens of thousands of dollars of cash to invest. It doesn't seem like a bank is capable of structuring a refi like this or advising a family. I know that Network Capital is a direct lender. How do they do things differently than a bank.
Well, one thing that was good about that result is I left off that they called in from San Francisco. Got to hook up KSFO 560 AM radio, home of the championship Warriors. Got to give some love up there. They always call like late Saturday and then sometimes early Sunday. They're lighting up the phone lines. But I was thinking about this. So if I'm in this person's shoes, okay, I'm 38 years old. If I did a 15-year loan, we're talking 53 years old and my home's paid off. I'm not even close to putting on the New Balances, the tight old blue jeans, the tucked in plain shirts. I'm not even at that point yet, but I got a paid off house in California. I'm loving that idea, you guys. So that's why I'm so sold on term reduction. But one of the perks of working with Network Capital, you said a direct lender, it's really about the availability. Like the best ability in sports and in life is availability. So I like that you can call them not just 9 to 5 hours. They're there, it seems like night and day. They're there on the weekend. I also like when you don't have to pay lender fees. Here's the problem. A lot of lenders are noticing a few less customers right now because of the market, so they're supplementing the loss of customer with adding in lender fees. I think that's a dirty strategy. And then also, a lot of lenders are 30, 60, 90 days to close a loan. We can do these in as little as 10 business days. So if you want the 10 business day close, we need to go no appraisal, easy income to verify, clean living and work history. Now, if you need an appraisal, that's going to delay this more to the 13 to 30 day range, but at the end of the day, fast, easy to work with, amongst the lowest rates, amongst the fastest turn times. I just like good communication. So if you guys want a good and well-communicated mortgage, here's your opportunity. They're called Network Capital. Nerd Wallet in 2018 had them as the number one ranked lender in the game. So hurry up and make contact to this number, 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
Elizabeth called that number, and then she posted a review that I cannot wait to share with you, one of over 5,000 five-star reviews about Network Capital online. She said, speed, convenience, and ease are what I experienced with my time dealing with Edwin and Travis. Edwin had everything handled from start to finish without any issues. He listened well and always had my back. Travis was able to get us closed in about 2 weeks. What a great team. Best refinance and closing I have ever gone through. A huge thank you to Elizabeth out in Bixby, Oklahoma. She was a referral from somebody, Sean, because of course we're not on in Oklahoma, listening to us in Texas. So thank you to WBAP, and thank you so much for the kind words, Elizabeth. We love these great reviews. And again, check them out online. There are over 5,000 wherever you find reviews. This is the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser with mortgage expert Sean Metter. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram for the most up-to-date financial news and homeowner tips. And speaking of the socials, Sean just introduced me to, oh my gosh, that account is so funny. Is it the McFarlands?
Absolutely. Like, all it was a dad trying to convert his son over to becoming a dad early. It really took me by storm. I've been showing it to everybody, and I think I might have to rock that just to surprise my pops. I see him next week in Myrtle Beach, and I'm thinking that's the spot to break out the first New Balances.
Oh my gosh, I thought New Balance were cool again and they weren't just like dad vibe normcore shoes, but you know, Sean was talking about it last segment because paying off your home is something that you can do before you're in the New Balance. You could just be, you know, 40-something and have your home paid off, and that's what a lot of people have been doing. That's a trend that we've been seeing, and you shared a story of some recent results from a family who was doing that, and that's what got us on our sidetrack about the New Balance. But I think in general, you know, dad vibes, hey, don't charge something. And dad vibes in talking about your dad and seeing him soon. If people haven't listened to our show or are new to our show, they might not know that Sean's dad, Counter Sniper. So look out. Every year around this time, they have a shooting contest. Sean always loses. But I say that too because we haven't talked about VA loans in a while. And I know that's always been a passion of yours. Are you still doing a lot of VA loans and refis?
Yeah, the VAs are dominating. The reason they're doing so well right now is people across the country actually need access to cash. The downside for civilians like you and myself, we can only go to 80% of our house value if it's a primary residence. A veteran can go clear to 100%. So if they want to pull the equity out now as opposed to waiting till they sell, they get more bang for their buck. They could put it to good use now. Like, there's a lot of great investment opportunities right now. I'm digging real estate. So veterans seem to be capitalizing on this increased idea of pulling out equity. The rates are even lower for them than compared to a conventional. And then they're always utilizing the streamline. What's cool for a veteran? So let's say they call today, Teresa. They do the 100% cash out. Doesn't mean you have to go to 100. I'm just telling you guys you could do it. But they'll pull cash out. They'll pay off a ton of debts. They'll do the home improvements. Maybe make the house a little more accommodating for their age and their lifestyle now. And then in 7 months, seven payments later, they do this streamline. No appraisal, no proof of income, usually no closing costs, fast, free, easy, in and out the door. And what's cool about that deal, we're forced as a lender to at least save them a 0.5%, and we're not even allowed to do it. So if veterans are listening, one, if you're not in a VA loan, that's a problem. Let us fix that. And then two, if you've been thinking about some projects, if there's some unchecked boxes on your the wife's resume or the list that she provides, make sure you utilize this time. Cash is easy to get right now. Seems like a lot of families are finding out. So veterans, use this number or tell your buddies, tell your friends this number. Call in the Network Capital. We'll take it from there. The number 855 on radio. 855 on radio.
I feel like New Balance are the prototypical dad shoes because they're practical and they're comfortable. And that's really what your loan should be. That's what your refi should be. A lot of people want their home to be more practical for them, more comfortable, especially during the pandemic. Apparently, many homeowners were inspired to remodel. I know we were because you're stuck at home. In my case, I have kids. Like, I can't look at, like, this janky AstroTurf in my yard. And, you know, I gotta put the epoxy on the garage floors. I'm so curious about this, Sean. You found a story, and again, a lot of people, especially over the past few weeks, have been calling to refinance their home because, you know, home values have skyrocketed, pull cash out to do home improvements. That's why many people have been calling 855 on radio. So in case you heard that and you're like, ooh, I'd like to pull cash out to do some of these things, write down this number. They're standing by live to take your call, to answer your questions, 855 on radio. But if this gives you some ideas, you know, maybe you haven't thought of, apparently they figured out the top 10 projects last year, home improvement projects. So what were they? Did the epoxy garage floors make it?
Somehow it didn't. I was shocked. I was waiting for that, and I was definitely thinking I was going to be in the top 10. But to tell you guys about the New Balance, some of you guys are like, what are they talking about? So the cool ones, okay, the ones that the sneakerheads or all my Asian friends are doing right now is the New Balance. It's the USA 993. That's like a $200 sneaker, okay? Not my style, but that's what a lot of the kids are doing. Now, the dad vibes. Here's the good model. The 608 V5. It is like next level, $54.97, Amazon.com, killer kick. Okay, or you could go the 624 V2. I'm liking the first one. Check them out. Google it real quick and then dial our number.
They're so comfortable.
I mean, I haven't rocked these yet, but I think it's in my future. But I'll tell you guys this. I like the top 10 ideas. So here, I'm going to give you the project and then the percent of homeowners that did this during the pandemic. Number 10, new kitchen cabinets. 20% of you guys did that. 20% of you did the new roof. 23% a new fence, 24% the kitchen remodel. I thought that'd be higher. 24% did exterior painting, 25% did landscaping. Now the top four, new flooring came in at 27%. Installing smart home devices, great idea, 27%. Now here's the top two, bathroom remodel, 28%. You gotta have the dual vanity, the clean setup. The wife feel like that one, fellas. And then the number one project during the pandemic, 32% of homeowners pulled this trick, interior painting. I can promise you guys, don't make the mistake I did. I remodeled my Huntington house. I went flat paint. I'm hating it completely. Anyone that touches my walls, I got to bust out the magic eraser. I'm done with those days. I'm going back to semi-gloss or whatever's in between. We're rolling that route. Don't make the same mistake I did. But at the end of the day, you guys, these are the projects. But what you're looking for is a lender to give you the cash to accomplish these tasks. What would be great is if you dial 855 on radio, pull cash out, knock out these projects, and check this. What if you're able to pay less? Lower monthly payment and have that custom fitted house you've always wanted? That can be accomplished. That can come to fruition at this number. 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
Well, you know I'm going to put you on the spot now and ask for recent results where a family did just that. They pulled out cash and they're paying a monthly payment that's lower.
Well, the customer did a loan 6 months ago. They did a 40-year modification. There were some tough times. They went through it. But here's the good thing. They got out of it. Sometimes the modification can help. I'm not a big modification guy. It's just they're too inconsistent. But the caller did a 40-year modification. They had a $2-point-something-million loan. So for a family like that, just having a little bit of a break and some rework really was able to allow them to survive. Now they're back on their feet, never miss payments, and now they're able to do a loan with us. So here's what we did. We brought it down to a 30-year fixed, okay? So we got them an escrow refund, next better payments in September, closed in 17 business days, cashed out and paid off $42,700 in credit card debts, cashed out and paid off almost $19,000 on the vehicle. And then lastly, I can't wait to hear what projects they did. They cashed out $46,000, almost $500 to do home improvements. Meanwhile, they got a fresh start. They got the credit enhancer. They paid no lender fees. They bought down the rate a little bit in case the market doesn't go down anytime soon. They were able to save $2,412 per month, $550,000 over the life of the loan. They're here locally, Los Angeles, California, Mortgage Radio Show listeners, one of our local stations here. So I'm thrilled. I'm pumped for families to be able to turn a negative into a positive. So I wish anyone listening right now that has some maybe projects they like to knock out, has some debt that's stressing them out, has some maybe travel ideas. There's a lot of cool ways you could utilize your home. We'll tell you what all your options are at this number. 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
Maida called that number. She's out in Baltimore. A friend of hers was listening on WMAL, wrote down the number, referred her. She ended up being one of the over 5,000 five-star reviews about Network Capital right now. Y'all, it is not easy for a mortgage company to get one five-star reviews. We're talking about over 5,000, and Maida writes, by the way, this is on the Consumer Affairs website, I should say. I would tell any and everyone about Network Capital Funding. The people there were true to their word. They called to make sure all my paperwork was in order and told me what I needed to complete my transactions before disclosure. Everything was gone over step by step. The interest rate, what my monthly payments would be. I even called Muhammad after to thank him when everything was completed. Well, Maida, we thank you. And we're thrilled you had a great result. And Mohammed's very, very grateful for this review. And I don't know if he's on your team or if you know him, but sounds like he did a great job.
He's a great kid. He was on Team Ian James. The customer's name was Meta Jenkins. So when I hear that name, I instantly think great, probably great cook, really cool. Just everyone, it just seems like a name that's like real nurturing. Everyone in the neighborhood loves her. It just the instant vibes. Never talked to this customer. That was the vibe I got instantly. Mohammed seemed to love her. So they always come to me. If they like a customer, like, Sean, wait till this review hits the streets. You got to hook this one up. I love this customer. Like, you do kind of fall in love with some of these customers. You get to grow to a liking to them. You really are kind of motivated to make sure you close in time, get them all the cash that they wanted, and then they usually call you back and tell you all the goodies. So I appreciate you guys writing these reviews. It means the world to the kids behind the scenes. So anybody that's done that, shout out to you. We appreciate you. Continue to light up the phones at this number, everyone. 855 on radio.
Now, Mrs. Jenkins had a lot to say about the paperwork and how easy it was. We're going to talk about that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter on the Mortgage Radio Show, the show that informs you on the variety of mortgage products offered along with the newest mortgage laws and guidelines. This is the show that alerts you with up-to-the-minute interest rates and helps you make the right mortgage decisions. Call 855 on radio for more information and details.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser, back with mortgage expert Sean Metter, who claims that he is too young for the New Balance, not the cool ones, claims he's too young for the dad ones, but he is very practical, and he does hate debt. You've always hated debt. I know that. And one of the big trends that you've been talking about now for weeks and weeks is people capitalizing on the home values, which have spiked, to pull cash out and pay off credit card debt. I know that's something that you're a big fan of, because why would you be paying 16%, 17%, whatever it is, when you could be paying much lower? Anyway, a lot of people have been calling about that and pulling cash out for other reasons. Just a reminder, Network Capital does have mortgage bankers standing by right now, live, during the show and after. So if it isn't a good time for you, take down this number. The call is at no cost, and they'll just take a look at your situation, offer you an analysis, see if they can help. 855-ON-RADIO. That's 855-ON-RADIO. Average caller saving $9,144 a year. Or I should say, not the caller, but the people who actually do end up doing the refi. Now, in the last segment, we shared a review from Elizabeth. She's out in, oh no, that was not Elizabeth from Bixby. I'm talking about Maida Jenkins from Baltimore. And her review mentioned a lot about paperwork. So, Sean, I know it's something people dread. Two questions. How has Network Capital reinvented the paperwork part of the process, either for purchases or refinance? And what paperwork does somebody need right now just to call and start?
You said it right. I'm definitely too young for the New Balances. But one thing I'm not too young for, Teresa, you'll be proud of this. My shorts have now crept up above the knee. I've been showing off a little knee lately. I actually bought some Psycho Bunny swim trunks that are like halfway. I'm showing
those
off.
Those are in style.
I'm showing off. My boy Robbie Twos is tuning in. He'll love this one. The outer quad sweep is showing off right now. So you guys have to deal with that one. I didn't even know what that was. But when it comes to paperwork, one thing I could say, I don't like charging a customer a lot of money. I don't feel good about it. I also don't want a long process. I don't want you guys to be misled. I don't want you guys to have bad communication and missed calls and be left on an island. And then I'm not trying to go and gather a ton of docs. I'm not motivated to do that. I'm sorry. Nowadays there's so much to distract the mind that it's got to be downhill. It's got to be simple. It's got to be smooth sailing. Or unfortunately, the populace isn't going to do it. So if you want to go less paperwork, I believe go to a direct lender. They're a mortgage factory. What they have an advantage of is they get to make their own decisions. So maybe they could use compensating factors to offset a document or two. Also, nowadays with the industry, it's technology driven. It's so easy right now for us to go online and find some of this stuff that you won't even need to provide. So for families that want quick close, here's your opportunity. For families that don't want a ton of docs, they want someone that's going to answer the phone when they dial the phone number. I believe Network Capital is a great fit. So reach out to our friends, have a little bit of fun, have some personality, tell your story, be as open book as you can. If you really want to be satisfied in the end and get the right program for your goals and really everything you're looking to do for the future, then be upfront. I think work with us is the right strategy. Let's work together as a team to accomplish this goal. While rates are at 4%, the advertisement's a 15-year fixed conventional for prime scenarios. The APR just dropped. In the last couple of weeks, you guys are getting value in the market today. I can't tell you Monday. I can't tell you, where it's going to be in a couple of weeks. The Fed announcement's coming. Usually as we lead up to that, lenders are going to pack in a little bit of pricing to kind of hedge the market because they think these are going to go up 0.5 to 0.75%. Don't stall. Don't wait. Get in on the action. Be ahead of the curve now at this number. 855-ON-RADIO. 855-ON-RADIO.
Well, we've talked some trends, and I'm not talking about New Balance or the Psycho Bunny short shorts. And by the way, the short shorts are in because my kids now want to wear them. They're called Chubbies or something like that. Anyway, so don't act like that's dad bod because those short shorts are cool now. Trends. So pulling cash out to do home improvements. Everyone was doing that during the pandemic. Pulling cash out to pay off debt. People have really been doing that in the last few months. Are there any other trends that you are seeing?
Well, Teresa, one thing is I'm a basketball guy. You put me on the N1 mixtape that I watched, the 30 for 30 on Wednesday night. Loved it. And then one thing I've been paying attention to is I watch high school basketball. I watch kids coming out of college. There's a kid, Jalen Green. He changed the game. He actually is the one that rocked the little shorties. His underwear might be longer than his shorts in some of these cases. But it got me thinking, it's like, you know how much easier it is to dribble through the legs when the shorts actually fit? Like, man, was I messing around back in the day. But at the end of the day, trends are always something I like to go over with you guys. I'd say right now, they're telling me the stats so far, it's a lot of purchase calls. They're saying the cash out is definitely leading the way, but purchase is holding down the number two spot. A lot of people, they're testing the waters. They found a couple properties. Now they're trying to shop for the right interest rate, the right fee package. On a purchase, they actually don't usually go the lowest rate. One of the trends is people are taking a slightly above the market rate to have less closing costs to get into the property without using a ton of their cash in the bank, and then they're just going to redo it within 6 months, or when the market drops, they're just going to redo it. It's a temporary rate. You're not married to the rate. That seems to be booming right now. Cashing out to do credit cards, car notes, student loan collection elimination, that's booming. Cashing out to do home improvements, we went over the top 10 earlier in the show. That's booming, especially if you're paying less. Some families could pay slightly more with the improvements and knock out all these projects. You'd be thrilled on that deal. People are doing this idea. I've been bragging about this one for years. Cash out as much as you can, but keep your monthly expense exactly the same as before you dialed 855 on radio. Families are about to get hit over the head with these adjustables. If you got credit card debts, I'd say car notes, home equity lines of credit, first mortgages that are adjustable, you're in for a rude awakening. Switch those over to fixed. People are doing cash out to purchase real estate. They're doing flips. They're turning investments into Airbnb. That seems to be a safe haven to get easy cash right now. And then one thing, families are kind of getting annoyed with the personal loans. Companies like OneMain, Lending Club, NetCredit, those are really the big three in that business. That also comes with the big interest rates, like 20 percentiles. And then for the month of July, the theme seems to be for these few days, reduction or elimination of PMI with or without the equity position. So just because you don't have 20% equity doesn't mean we won't get rid of the PMI. If anyone has PMI and you have above 700 credit, here's a great program. There's Home Ready, Home Possible, Refi Now, Refi Possible. If you have no idea what those are, call in to see if you're approved. Here's the number, 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
And Sean always says the best of the best are standing by at that number. They have to earn a chance to answer your calls during the weekend at 855 on radio. So these are the best of the best. And I know you brought the top five, and apparently Becky has made a return. Becky with the good hair.
I got to hook Becky up. So I've been emailing with her. Still haven't met her. She's in our LA office. She's on Team Derek. But I've been emailing her. I always want to brag it up. So I added the other fellas on there, okay? CC them on the email. Just throw a little jab. You know, I'm a boxing guy. I'm an MMA guy. I know the power of the jab. So I put the boys on there, and we started some competition, and she smoked them. I couldn't be more proud. Her name is Becky Marin Arellano. So she finished number one this month. First month in sales. First month in the business. Came in and just cracked all the people in the company. So proud of that. That might never happen again. Number two, DeLon Campbell. He's out of the New York office. Anthony Baronci, number three. Number four, the hardest working kid in the business, Tran Lee. And then the guy that actually made the biggest check this month. If you got $500,000 in higher loan amounts, this is the guy, Riyad El-Riashi. Love this kid. One little side note, if you get him on the phone, he's big in the spin class. He is just great personality. He's a hard-working kid. One of the first ones in, last one out. So that's the top five. The best of the best are in the building. And you're right. You actually have to earn your seat. We don't allow a single person to come in unless you hit certain production. You have to have certain pull-through, certain submissions, certain fundings, or you're not allowed to answer these calls. These are specifically designed to go to the right people. So if you want to be in good hands, here's your opportunity. The rates just dropped. You haven't heard that too many times in 2022, you guys. Rates just dropped. Take full advantage. We're at a 4% 15-year fixed. The APR is down to 4.22. All that's left, your ideas, your phone calls. Here's the number, 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
And I want to let people know, because I think, you know, there are always rate shoppers, and they try to time the market. I can only do this when the rate's at the absolute bottom, which is a very difficult thing to time. I know in my experience, I did two refis during the pandemic, and I remember asking you what happened, because one day I got a phone call, and it was a mortgage banker from Network Capital saying, you know what, I can get your rate drop free. Would you like to do it? I don't know, saved something like $300 a month. They came to me, and when I asked you, you said, oh yeah, that's what we do. So can you explain that?
Well, here's the thing. Like, the company actually started a division. We originally promoted Travis Dick to a division, what's called ROP. So essentially, if you do a loan with us and the market drops, we just ask that you made 6 payments on time. We just ask that you still credit qualify. That's really the catch. You still have to keep your good credit. If you go and damage the credit, then no, what I'm describing right now won't come to fruition. But if the market allows and you're still approved, we look at dropping your interest rate. So some of these families, I could tell you, they're not going to brag to their neighbor Jim. It might be 0.25% for free. It might be 0.375 drop, you know, only title and escrow. But if the market does drop, your phone will ring. We reach out constantly. I can assure you, we never have a problem with follow-up. I can guarantee that. Here's their number, 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
You're listening to the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser with mortgage expert Sean Metter. Kick off your New Balance. Get comfortable. Write down this number. So many of you have called our mortgage bankers. They are standing by right now, live, to answer any questions you might have. That number, 855 on radio, 855 ONRADIO. They are handing out no cost benefits analyses right now, which is just a fancy way of saying they're going to talk to you, find out what you want, what your goals are, what you need. Most people right now, they want cash. They want it fast. How is Network Capital able to get cash so much faster than their competitors?
Well, I mean, just not overcomplicating something that's really quite simple. So, okay, everyone has a different scenario because everyone has a different job. Everyone has different money in the bank, credit scores, how long they lived at a home, how long you worked at a company. Like, things that could hurt you is switching, like going from W-2 to now you're self-employed. Maybe you're bouncing around from home to home or job to job. That's going to slow the process. Then I'm not as cocky and confident to tell you it's a 10-day turn time. But someone that's like retired, you've been at your job forever, you work at Boeing, you're on work number feature, we can just pull the pay stubs in seconds. It's like, are you who you say you are? Okay, can you afford the better payments? The debt-to-income works? All right, it's helping you and putting you in a better position. Okay, let's get this thing out of here. Fast track them to the finish line. So it's right now, we don't want to slow any of these things down. Like, most of the people that are doing loans right now, they need the help now. Like, it's not going to really do them justice if you get them the cash in September and October when the hurt, the need, the drive is today. So I like Network Capital's process. They're family-owned and operated. It's assembly line-driven. That's why they have so many 5,000 five-star reviews. That's why they're able to do these loans so quick, not paying the lender fees. And really, I think we're overstaffed. Like, our ownership has done such a great job on just putting so many people on this assembly line that it's clean in, clean out. It's super efficient work. So if you need a long process, no, I'll admit we're not the right fit. We're going to hammer this thing through. We do great with people that want it done today. Here's the number, 855 on radio, one of the number one ranked lenders on consumeraffairs.com. Rates just dropped. 15-year fix is down to 4%. APR is just 4.22. If you want to skip underwriting, processing fees, rate lock fees, I heard people are charging credit report fees. That's ridiculous. And origination fees. You're not paying that when you dial this hotline. The number, 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
What we hope you find when you call that number is stellar customer service. It's unlike anything that you're even expecting, that you've ever experienced. Hop online, check out the review sites, Yelp, TrustLink, the Better Business Bureau, Facebook, the Consumer Affairs website, over 5,000, as you just mentioned, five-star reviews. And I wanted to read one from Leonard. He's out in Sumter, South Carolina. Well, last time I checked, our show doesn't air there. A listener to the Mortgage Radio Show on one of our New York stations thought, well, Leonard could use this. He needs the cash. And this sounds like it would work for him. Wrote down the number, 855 on radio. Leonard ended up doing a refi and posting this review on the Consumer Affairs website. Team Tran and Victoria were a winning combination from me from start to finish in completing the refinancing of my home. The professionalism they've shown throughout the entire process was above reproach. They're the epitome of great professionals. Network Capital should appreciate these human assets. They will help your company grow in the future and beyond. How sweet is that, Leonard? Thank you so much. Tran and Victoria certainly do appreciate you, and yes, their names do come up quite a bit.
Well, I've noticed a trend. One thing that I'm starting to see is, like, it seems like everyone's selling in California and going to, like, Texas, Arizona, two of the places on the East Coast that I'm seeing an unbelievable increase in applications for purchases. It's North and South Carolina. My family just moved to North Carolina. It's called Granite Falls. It's right outside on Lake Hickory. And we're noticing people are seeming to love that area. It used to just be it was veterans galore. But lately, it seems like it's the hotbed. A lot of people are moving up from Florida to this neck of the woods. So we're seeing more and more people with that South Carolina and North Carolina state. We're loving it. It means the world. Hopefully soon we get a show in Charlotte because I know that's the East Coast mortgage mecca. It's kind of like Irvine, California. So shout out to Leonard. He wrote a great review. I mean, obviously, Tran and Victoria. Victoria is incredible. If you guys get her, she's like the mother of the office. She hooks us all up. I mean, she's got candy set up everywhere. She's got awesome little scents. So you walk by her section, I'm telling you, you're getting wafts of the good life. So if you have worked with Victoria, tell her I said good things. She's easily one of my favorite. You'll fall in love with her immediately. And then if you get Tran on the phone, I can promise you, he is a hard-working kid. Like, I wish we could duplicate this banker. Like, if they ever want to do, like, the robotic banker, there's your kid. You guys can make a gazillion off of this guy. Here's the number. 855 on radio. 855 on radio.
Okay, can I address two specific things that are happening in real time, right? Because during the break, I ask, well, what are questions you're getting on the phone? And I have two. You know what? Wait, I have three. Hold on. That's the sound of my pencil. The question of appraisals. Are you seeing a lot of no appraisal situations?
Absolutely. As long as, like, check this, you guys. It's real easy to do no cash out, no appraisal. But we're getting cash out customers up to 70% of the value. So if your home's worth $1 million, in a lot of these scenarios, we can go to $700,000 on the loan amount and still avoid the appraisal. So yes, skipping appraisals is where it's at. If we can accomplish that task, we're going that route 100 out of 100 times.
Okay, a lot of people who are calling have personal loans, which that has come up throughout this show, and they're trying to get rid of them. Why, and why is this a good way to do it?
Well, people were desperate. They were forced and backed into a corner. They didn't realize they could utilize the equity position. What would hurt right now if there was no equity and rates were, you know, going up? That position would not be fun. We would be panicking. But I can tell you, people thought it was just the way to go. They didn't realize you could tap into the equity. Every 5% better equity position comes with more cash, better interest rates, less cost, less paperwork, less risk. Now maybe you're turning a decline into a positive. If you made the mistake of doing personal loans, leverage the home, pay it off. Watch how huge the savings is. Hopefully it's more than the average 762 a month that our mortgage radio listeners and callers got from January 1st to April 20th of this year. The number 855 on radio.
Well, it's that time to share a recent result. It's the best part of the show. It's the time when the most people get ideas. They get inspired. They call 855 on radio. So, you know, we get smart. We used to just share one or two. Now we share four, I think. Is this our third or fourth this show?
Well, we usually bring four. We've done two so far. This will be our third. Now, a couple things. Like, usually when we're working with the San Francisco customers, I already know it's a bigger loan amount. So if you're like in Indiana, Illinois, maybe sections where maybe the house loan amounts and values aren't as great as San Francisco, then this might be slightly inflated. But I got to hook up this neck of the woods. Here's another rate reduction, payment reduction, term reduction. I call that the trifecta. So 7 months ago, they did a 30-year loan. Now, at that time, they took what's called a NQM, non-qualified mortgage, because they had some issues. So what we did is we structured this. We let them do that deal. So we told them, hey, come back to us in about 6-7 months. We should have a program for you. And they followed direction perfectly. Went 30-year fixed down to 15-year fixed. 173 payments trimmed. Let's just call it 14 and a half years. They received an escrow refund. Next better payment in September. Closed in 14 business days. Everybody likes a fresh start. People love enhancing their credit scores. So how we enhance their scores? Cashed out and paid off $63,000 in credit card debts. Cashed out and paid off, we just talked about it, $18,000 in personal loans. And then lastly, they asked for over $15,000 for travel and cash on hand. Now remember, We're trimming almost half the term here, but they were able to save $826. That's why I'm telling you guys, don't head fake yourself. Regardless if rates were 1 or 10%, if the savings outweighs the cost and the effort and puts you in a better position, strike, save, set yourself up for better credit. When that market drops, guess who's in the prime position to go after the lowest rates? You have no debt holding you back on debt to income. You're in control of the mortgage, not the bank. This family saved $826 a month. If by chance, let's just say they ride this out, they would save $1.3 million by doing this loan. They listen to us in San Francisco, KSFO 560 AM radio. No lender fees paid. They bought down the rate in case the rates stay at this level for a while. So I like these type of results. Trifecta, cash in hand, lower rate, lower payment, shorter term. That's what's up. All I need you guys to do is call our friends at Network Capital. They're standing by for action at this number. 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO. On radio.
Sean, something we've learned from talking to the people who answer the calls during this show, a lot of people listening do not know their current interest rate. A lot of people don't have a lot of facts on hand. They might not have their W-2s and their pay stubs, but they may not know very much about the current loan they're in. What does a listener need to have right now in their hot little hand before they call 855 on radio?
I mean, I would just appreciate you having a couple of minutes, maybe know your address for the property in question, maybe your goals, what you're looking to do. If you could share with us maybe how long you plan on staying there, if this is a forever home, do you plan on maybe upgrading the house, maybe adding some square footage to the home? Are you looking to maybe settle it down and maybe go to a ranch style, maybe a smaller home, easier for upkeep? Like, the more open book the customer and caller is, really the easier it is to design a mortgage around it. Think of us like a loan tailor, okay? So, like, I'd be a little bit silly to go get a suit tailored right now. I dropped some LBs. I came from 224 down to 210. So I'm not trying to go get a made-to-measure mortgage right now and know I'm going to gain some weight here in the winter months. Same with your guys' house. I don't want you guys kind of head-faking yourself and missing out on the opportunities while savings is available. Programs get eliminated. Fed might be raising rates here within the next 3 to 4 weeks. So do not stall. Do not kind of take a misstep. Don't kind of set this and hope for after the summer. Right now is a great opportunity. Quick closings. Rates are still attractive. No lender fees is available. Hurry up and call our friends at Network Capital at this number. 855-ON-RADIO. 855-ON-RADIO.
Before we go, in just a few seconds, I'm going to ask you to brag about Network Capital.
Well, I mean, they're one of the number one ranked lenders on ConsumerAffairs.com. They're one of America's fastest growing companies, top 30 financial service company. They have no lender fees, fast closings. They're always available. They care. They'll work with you when the rates drop again. That's all you need. The number, 855-ON-RADIO.
Thank you so much. Thanks for being with us. For Sean Metter, I'm Teresa Strasser. We'll be back next week.